The FT.
This week, 25,000 supporters of the German group Pegida, which stands for Patriotic Europeans Against the Islamization of the West, marched through Dresden to protest against immigration and the growing presence of Islam in Europe. They carried banners expressing solidarity with the French cartoonists killed by Islamists in Paris last week. The Pegida marches were outnumbered in other German cities by opponents who staged counter-demonstrations, but the size of the Dresden march was a sign of the growing power of right-wing populists to stir up opposition to Europe's mainstream political parties. On the line with me is Stefan Wagstill, our Berlin correspondent, who's been covering the protests. Stefan, a few months ago, no one had heard of Pegida. What's the origin of the group and who are its main supporters?
The origin is a group of people living in and around Dresden, a couple of business people, a couple of technicians and so on, some of whom have known each other for a while, who got together and, among other things, discussed politics and decided this was the moment when they wanted to protest against what they see as excessive immigration and the excessive influence of Islam in Germany and in Europe. And that's what they mean by Islamization.
So you make it sound like a very small group, really. So why has it come to prominence now?
Well, they started as a small group of organizers in October, holding weekly marches. And they made clear from the beginning that these would be disciplined and that there would be no right-wing fringe groups, no neo-Nazis, who would be admitted for fear that they would take the agenda over, that they would give the group a bad name, and so on. And they've been gathering support in Dresden every week ever since, and they've now got to 25,000, and every week, or almost every week, has seen a record, and this 25,000 is the largest number they've attracted so far.
It seems that they don't see themselves as right-wing populists, but what are their followers like?
Their followers are a great range of people, mostly people from the Dresden area, but not only. At recent events, you know, I've seen flags from Berlin, I've spoken to people who've come from Vienna. I know that some people from Switzerland have come, although I didn't speak to them, and quite a few of the West German cities with sizable immigrant populations, for example, Frankfurt. They are overwhelmingly male. They are people usually with jobs, some self-employed business people, and they are remarkably disciplined. They shout generally only two slogans. One is, "We are the people," which is a very important slogan in Eastern Germany, in the former communist East Germany, because this was the slogan used in 1989 against the communist authorities. The second slogan they use is the lying press. They feel that some of their problems stem from the fact that politicians don't understand them, and the press makes it worse by misrepresenting issues and misrepresenting Pegida. They feel in particular that the press has been too quick to brand them as far right and even as neo-Nazi, at least in some of their supporters, if not the organisers themselves.
Pegida differs from other anti-immigrant parties in singling out Muslims. Is this because the Muslims form a higher percentage of the immigrant population in Germany?
Well, Germany has the second largest Muslim population in Europe after France, about 3.5 million people. And they are less well integrated than some other groups of immigrants, of which perhaps the best example are the people who've come from different East European countries. As in other West European countries, Muslims are often divided from the local population by the fact that they've often come from very far away, from countries which have quite different non-European traditions. So they have adjustments to do with cultural assimilation to deal with. A particular problem in Germany is that many Muslims do not have German citizenship. It can be quite difficult to get German citizenship, even for long-term residents. There are quite tough language tests to take and so on. Quite clearly, someone who does not have citizenship may well have reason to feel more alienated than someone who has. So I think there are some practical questions to be answered here for the German authorities, but I suspect that the underlying cultural and social issues are much more serious.
So what has been the reaction of Angela Merkel and her government to the emergence of this group?
The reaction started quite slowly. Merkel's party is on the centre-right, so as conservatives, They're a little bit wary initially about alienating the supporters of Pegida, the people who were turning up to the demonstrations. Some people in the CDU felt that these were people one should speak to, and others disagreed and said that the line had to be drawn between mainstream immigration policy, which could be improved, but certainly did not need the kind of ideological and radical overhaul that Pegida is seeking. But quite surprisingly to some, Ms. Merkel, in her New Year's speech, delivered a very strong message. She urged Germans not to go to the demonstrations, warning that the organizers were people with cold hearts, full of prejudice and hate. For a woman who very rarely makes criticisms of this kind, this was very uncharacteristic. It also sent a powerful message that the mainstream would not seek to accommodate Pegida, would stay away. I suspect, although it's very early to say, that the Paris terrorist killings will have strengthened her resolve. She is determined to hold mainstream together, that Germany should remain open and tolerant, and that it should remain absolutely welcoming, not least to the Muslim people and indeed other foreigners already living in Germany.
Do you think that Pegida is destined to grow, or do you think there's a way of preventing this from turning into a much bigger political movement?
Quite frankly, it's impossible to tell. I think it's quite revealing that they have managed to generate momentum so far only in Dresden. And I say so far because we're talking of a movement which has only been in existence 3 or 4 months. However, the failure to trigger similar substantial movements anywhere else, I think, is telling. And it will be interesting to see whether Pegida can manage to do that.
Thank you very much.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.